Before I talk to Ryan, I want to make sure I understand your demands.
What don't you understand, Brainiac?
Well, can the $4 million be in larger bills, like hundreds?
I said $5 million, Smarty. Now we're going to make it six.
Hey, I'm not trying to pull something on you.
Let's get this done before I decide to make it seven.
Let me talk to Ryan.
He's right here. Talk, kid. I said talk!
Hello.
Terry and Staley!
Hello! He hung up.
No way that's a good sign.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 27, Collateral Damage.
Okay, what exactly did Ryan say?
Well, he just yelled something. The first word was Darian, I'm sure of that.
What else did he say?
Well, I don't know. It sounded like Stolly or Stoli or something like that.
Stoli or Stolly? What's Stolly?
Oh, I have no idea. Darian Stolly.
There's the suburb called Darian. Maybe that's where they've got him.
Oh, that's good.
That don't make sense. Why drive all the way downtown to make a phone call? And how would they get there so fast?
Yeah, you're right. But what's a Stolly?
I know Chicago, and Stolly sounds more like a name than a place to me.
Well, it's gotta be some kind of clue. Otherwise, Ryan wouldn't have shouted it out.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on a second, I think I got it.
What?
Hey, let me at the computer there, Lionel.
Be my guest.
What are you looking for?
Well, hang on just a second. There it is. Yes, yes! Read the webpage.
Maxwell Staley, who's that?
Exactly, keep reading.
Maxwell Staley, head of Staley Security, resides in the Chicago area, has a wife Louise and a daughter Darian!
Darian! It is a name, Darian Staley!
Thank you very much.
All right, we have a name now, Staley. What does it mean, though? Did Staley kidnap Ryan, or what?
Well, he's got to have something to do with it.
There's one way to find out.
What's that?
We can always pay the Staley family a visit.
Oh, you have no idea what you're getting into.
It's all we got right now.
Well, all right. All right, but be careful. I'll hang here with Lionel in case the kidnappers call again.
Get in there, you little jerk!
Ryan, what's going on?
I think I made him mad.
Now what you do?
Well, when they wanted me to say something to my dad...
Yeah?
I yelled out your name.
What?
I said Darian Staley.
Well, what good is that gonna do you? Your friends don't know me from Adam.
I don't know any Adams.
Ugh, I'm serious.
Well, I thought if they figured out who Darian Staley was, they could hook up with your parents and get us out of here or something.
That might not be so easy.
Why not?
My father is a security specialist. They live in a fortress.
A fortress?
Oh, it's a huge estate with more security equipment and alarms than anyone would know what to do with.
What? Well, don't they have any phones?
Who'd believe this story? Besides, the number's unlisted.
All right, well, in that case, let's keep working on this window,
because
either way, we gotta get out of here before they snuff us.
I can't believe that stupid kid. I mean, what's he doing shouting her name like that?
I don't know. I don't like this whole thing.
Well, you'll like it when we get our $6 million.
Yeah, the boss ain't gonna like it if he finds out about this little side job with Big Mouth. He just wanted us to grab the girl.
I know what we're doing. Soon as it gets dark, we'll call the old man and give him the drop site to swap the mouth for the moolah.
What if he ain't buying?
Then all we're out is the cost of the phone call. But if he does buy, you and me split $6 million.
Well, swimming pools and movie stars.
You sure this is the place?
This is the address that I found.
This wall looks like it goes all the way around the estate.
Well, drive down that access road where it's darker.
What happened when Haya called this Staley guy's business office?
Nothing. They said he was on a leave of absence.
Leave of absence. I'll bet.
I wish we could call Bruce.
I'm trying not to think about that right now.
Yeah.
Looks pretty dark here. Let's give this a whirl. We can climb up this tree and hop over the wall.
Judd, the wall is 10 feet tall. How are we going to get down?
Jump.
Really?
Let me climb over first. When you get to the top to jump, I'll catch you.
You guarantee that?
Sure. Just jump lightly.
This wall probably costs more to build than my parents' trailer.
This Staley dude isn't hurting for cash.
Why would he kidnap Ryan, then?
I don't think he did. I think he knows something about it, though. Right. Let's have a look-see at the grounds, shall we?
Can you still call something that big a house?
That's not a house. It's a castle.
Oh, I can smell the money just standing here.
Whoa, hold on.
What?
Check it out.
What?
See that red dot on the wall post up there?
Yeah.
It's a laser eye. Break the beam and things could get messy.
Well, I can't even see it.
Just assume it goes right down the center of the wall. The top of the wall's big enough to stand on, so we'll just step over the beam and stay to the edges.
Oh, I hate this plan already.
You got a better one?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Okay, let's do it.
I'll go first. All right, over the beam.
Are you all right?
Fine. It's not that bad.
It looks that bad.
Climb out onto that branch. It comes over the wall where the ground is a little higher.
Okay.
You're doing good. Okay. Okay. Now ease your foot onto the wall. Right. Good. Good now. Now let go of the branch. Oh, no. I think the branch at the sensor.
I'm fine, Finn.
Shh.
That doesn't sound good.
Okay. Time for a new plan.
Out of the house.
Don't run. Get a little excited. Vicky? Give me the broken branch slowly. Okay. All right. Let's hope they want to play. Hey, boy. Hey, you like branches? Yeah. You want this? Here, chew on it. Ah, it worked.
They could do that to that branch. I can't imagine what they'd do to my leg.
Okay. I'm going to climb back up the fence. Try and draw them after me. You head toward the house.
They'll tear you apart.
They'll tear us both apart once they turn that branch to sawdust. When I say go.
Good.
Go!
Knock it off me! Get off down!
You like playing bingo? Shoot!
Frame's almost thin enough.
We could probably knock the window out with a good kick.
It's too much noise. If they don't know we're gone, they won't be looking for us.
They're unlocking the door.
We'll break the window.
Okay, Sparky, say goodbye to your lady friend.
Wait a minute.
I need to talk to him.
And I need $6 million.
No, please, I just need to ask him a question. A question about religion.
I'll give you religion. Aw, come on. Yeah, hello. Oh, hey, baby. Hey, hold on. You two, you got as long as this call takes. Hey, baby, I'm working here. I told you that.
All right, give me a hand with the mattress. If we can wedge it in between the door and the wall, they won't be able to open it.
Well, that's a start.
Nice stall, by the way.
I was kind of serious about the religion thing.
Really?
Well, yeah, but right now we've got to get out of here.
Okay. All right, stand back.
What are you going to do? Kick the window?
You got it. Look out!
Whoa, a little bit of Jackie Chan.
I'll take that as a compliment.
What's going on in there? You better pray you didn't jam this car all day, jam the door!
I was hoping I'd break more glass. Give me the flashlight.
Hurry.
All right, you think you can fit through that?
Yeah, just knock out the sharp pieces so I don't gut myself.
What's the matter with you, meathead? Sit down.
All right, Darian, go.
I'm out, come on!
All right, here I come. Take the flashlight. Here.
You're toast, punk!
Brian, come on!
He's got my foot!
Hang on to him! He ain't going anywhere!
Insert foot A into face B!
Nice try, kid!
I have had enough of you!
You're out, let's go!
Carl, I'm stuck in the window. Carl, get me out of here!
Grab his phone.
Good call. I'll just take that.
Hey!
Got his phone, let's go!
Okay.
You're gonna wish you'd never been born!
Vicky, stand up. Slowly. You've got to stand up.
What's that noise? What? Where are they going? They're running off.
Are you okay?
Yeah, just fine. Missing a shoe.
Could be worse. You could be missing a foot.
Why'd all the dogs run away?
You two are trespassing on private property.
What?
You're fortunate. The dogs are trained to kill. If I hadn't called them off, you'd be fertilizing my lawn.
Appreciate that. Are you Maxwell Staley?
What do you want?
We want Ryan back. Where is he?
What are you talking about? Ryan who?
Ryan Daly. We talked to him this afternoon. He gave us your daughter's name.
Excuse me?
He's been missing since this morning. When he called, the only thing he said was Darian Staley.
Come with me, please.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
Maybe.
Was it them, Max?
No, just a couple of kids.
Listen, we came here because we think you might know where our friend is.
We aren't.
Louise! You.
Judd.
Judd, you said your friend gave you Darian's name. Tell me exactly what he said.
How do I know I can trust you? You work for the global community.
You don't trust the GC?
Well, there's a lot...
We'll just have to trust each other then. Right, Maxwell?
You first, sir.
Darian was taken this morning from the riding stables. We received a call from her captors saying that she is well. Other than that...
We don't know anything.
Oh. Perhaps we took the wrong approach.
Now, Judd, I need you to tell me about... What did you say his name was?
Ryan didn't kidnap her, if that's what you're thinking.
He's just a kid.
Is he your brother?
Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of? What's sort of a brother?
Okay, you remember the disappearances about a year and a half ago?
No one's on the street, no cars. No.
Where are we gonna go?
Right now, I just want to get as far away as possible from here. I don't want to be sitting around when Zeke and Cletus come after us.
Do you have any idea where we are?
Well, kinda. We made a phone call up the street this afternoon.
Is that you?
Oh, the cell phone. I forgot I had it.
Should you answer it?
I can't hurt. All right, here goes. Yeah?
Listen up. Slight change of plans. I want you to bring the girl to Sector 4 tomorrow morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure she's in one piece. I don't want Staley to have any reason to get cute.
Fine.
Who was that?
Not a clue. Look, does Sector 4 mean anything to you?
No, but I enjoyed the booming baritone voice.
Oh no, time to go.
What?
The white van.
It's heading right towards us. So, the global community is mad because you were asking questions about your brother and sister-in-law?
You have to understand. There was no global community when Ken and Linda disappeared. Carpathia was just a member of the Romanian parliament. We're sure he was behind their murders.
But you work for him now.
Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Because I'm in deep with the global community, the damage I can cause is greater. I want to bring them down.
Are we supposed to believe that?
I don't care if you believe it.
If the GC doesn't know what you're doing, why would they take Darian?
You think this war was out of the blue? Maxwell has known about it for weeks.
You knew about the militia attacks?
And that Carpathia would respond in this way. Carpathia's attack was planned before the militias. He's a smart man.
I don't understand how...
I think I get it. Carpathia was going to attack the militia either way. The militia found out and planned to attack the GC before they could get wiped out.
Nikolai Carpathia started this war.
Exactly.
And you're the one who warned the militia?
I was the only one that could have. And I was the only one who objected to Carpathia's plan.
It all makes sense. That's why they took Darian. They wanted to get to you to keep you quiet.
Well, this is perfect. We come looking for Ryan and end up standing next to Carpathia's number one target.
The front door is open, young lady. You may leave at any time.
Max, listen to them. They might be able to help find our daughter.
Do you have any idea where your friend is?
The call came from a payphone on the north side of the city.
Then they're still in Chicago?
That's my guess.
That's probably the kidnappers. They said they'd call at this time.
I'll get it in my office.
We would have called ourselves, but your number was unlisted.
And the people at his office said he was on a leave of absence, or...
Well, in Maxwell's line of work, you have to be rather careful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, good news, bad news, and worse news. The good news, Darian is unharmed, and they'll return her tomorrow morning. Bad news, they said nothing of your friend Ryan.
What's the worst news?
This war is really just beginning. Within an hour, cities all over the world will be reduced to ash.
What cities?
Carpathia wants North America to be an object lesson to those that oppose the global community.
Maxwell, what cities?
Montreal, Toronto, Dallas, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Washington, D.C. is already gone.
No.
Gone?
And Chicago?
Yes, Chicago is targeted for destruction.
Well, that's going to make it a little tougher to find Ryan, huh? But we still got to try.
Are they still back there?
I don't think so. I think we lost them when we jumped that fence.
My leg!
What?
It's cramping! I've got to stop! Ryan!
All right, look, only for a second. We got to keep moving.
All right, try calling your friends again.
All right. Oh, it's still busy. All right, I'll try the house.
Come on.
Oh, I can't believe this. I can't get through.
Well, where do you think they could be?
Look, I don't know. We got to keep going, though, all right? The further into the city we go, the safer we are. Come on.
You haven't heard anything yet?
Nothing, man. Nobody's called us since you guys left.
We're going into the city with Mr. Staley to find him and his daughter.
God, great. You're on my home turf and I'm sitting here, useless.
Hey, I'll call back if we find anything. Hang tight in case he calls.
You got it. Praying for you guys.
Yeah. Lionel does not like missing the action.
I think I turned on the heated seat by accident. There are too many buttons back here.
Well, I've had a few optional extras installed in this car.
What, platinum cup holders?
I was referring to the bulletproof windows, among other things. I can't shake these guys.
What are you talking about?
You haven't noticed the car following us for the last 12 miles?
What?
Which one?
The black Chevy. It's been back there since we got on the expressway.
Okay, so what's the plan?
I'm going to find my daughter. Seatbelts on.
Oh, boy.
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa.
Does this car come with a barf bag?
Hold on!
Whoa! Are they still back there?
Yeah, left lane.
Who are these guys?
Well, at a guess, I'd say they were trying to keep us away from wherever Darian is.
So if these guys are keeping us away, then they must know where she is. Why don't we let them lead us to her and Ryan?
But they're behind us, Judd.
I know what we can do. Judd, open the glove box for me. Hand me that package. And the box with the tiny antenna.
What is it?
One of the optional extras I mentioned. When we stop, Judd, I want you to sneak back to their car and attach this inside the front wheel well.
Okay.
And attach the second one here to the frame under the car. They're both magnetic, got it?
Yeah, What are they gonna do?
Buy us some time. Brace yourselves.
Oh, man, they hit us.
Whew. Well, I'm going to have a little chat with these guys. Judd, do what I said. Quickly.
Any prayer you could offer right now would be really appreciated.
Yeah, no problem there. Oh.
Tailgaters make them better. Find the protector. The fine heart is a rebel.
We live dangerous.
Oh. We're going to get ice cream. We plan to sample all 35 foods. I haven't, but I'd like to give you $2 for ice cream, too. $500 max.
You see the cost of a giant waffle cone?
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Vicky, you can stop praying for me now.
Actually, I'd keep praying if I were you.
What were you doing? They might have killed you.
I gave them $500 for ice cream.
You keep that kind of money in your wallet?
No, a money clip.
Do you think $500 will keep them from following us?
Well, the shock of it gives us a head start. They'll stop following us when their back tire blows out.
What? Honey, whoa!
Oh,
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man, sweet.
Wow.
Oh, they're stuck on the side of the road.
Thanks to Judd.
But it's just a tire, Max. I mean, they should fix that in a few minutes.
Huh. Well, we'll be waiting to track them with the second device our man Judd attached to the car.
What's that?
It's a GPS, a global positioning satellite. It sends a signal to a satellite which tells you where you are in the world. I had mine modified so they can't track me, but I can track them.
I didn't know this stuff was for real.
Okay, we're online with the satellite. I'm tracking them right now.
Do you want to wait for them around here?
Let's get closer to the city. We can pick them up there.
I can't run any further.
Look, look, the L train is right there. Once we catch a train, they'll never find us.
I don't know if I can make it.
Come on, the white van.
Oh no.
Thought you'd get away, huh?
Gotcha.
Let go of me.
Darian, nice shot. Look, come on.
I'm gonna kill you.
That's our train. Let's go.
I'm coming. I don't have a token.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, you did. Hey, you gotta pay.
Sorry, we owe you one.
We made it.
Yeah, looks like it. I don't see Tweedledee or Tweedledum anywhere.
Try calling your friends again.
Oh, yeah, good idea. It's ringing.
Hello?
Judd, it's Ryan.
Ryan!
I can really use some help, Judd.
Where are you?
We're on the L train in Chicago somewhere.
Is Darian with you?
Yeah, she's right here. The guys we're looking for us, they're getting close. So.
Which line of the L are you on?
Oh, I have no idea.
Ask somebody.
Brown line. Judd, run the brown line headed towards Diversey.
Got it. We're about 5 minutes away from you.
All right, we'll meet you at the Diversey stop then?
Yeah. We'll be there, right? Hang on.
Got it.
Are your friends gonna meet us?
Yeah, I just hope those two goons didn't get on the train with us.
I don't see them anywhere.
That's what worries me.
What's that noise?
Oh, that sounds like...
Like what?
Oh, no. No, grab onto something.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.